have one strand of electricity for a fence if they want to keep the cows in or out.
What about that kind of wire that comes in strands that'll catch your clothes on it?
That's barbed wire.
Okay.
And some people got that. Mm-hmm. Well, it's part of our fence, yes, it's barbed wire.
Mm-hmm. Say if you're setting up a barbed wire fence, you'd say you'd have to dig holes for the...
post.
Yeah. And you dig a hole, then you set the...
Yeah. Set the post in there and pack it.
Okay. What about a kind of fence that you might have around around your yard or around your garden?
Well, mostly it's a wire fence. Mm-hmm.
What about a wooden one that people used to have, maybe?
They used to have palings.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What were they like?
Well, yard used to have a paling fence for the yard, you know it.
What did the paling fence look like?
Well, it was a board sharpened off at each end. Mm-hmm. I mean, at one end and flat at the other.
Uh-huh.
And it lay up with the, had the posts in, two things are going across there at the bottom and at the top.
Mm-hmm. And, did you ever see a fence or wall made out of loose stone or rock?
Well, I have around buildings in town, and I'm made out of blocks.
Uh-huh.
Not out here.
But never something that people gather some rock or stone in their field and...
Yeah, I'm going to have to go see that myself.
Walker, how about going to see that piece of clothes dry on the top?
Because I can't say, I know we got to go to town, pay bills.
Yeah.
He's got to work for another lady, and another one's coming after. Want me to ride around, see if she can find a house to rent.
Uh-huh.
And that way you don't never know where you're going to be home or not.
Yeah. And if you want to make a hen start laying, what might you put in her nest to fool her?
Well, you used to put shiny eggs in there.
Okay.
But now mine will lay whether there's eggs in there or not.
Uh-huh.
Don't make no difference because they shut up. But you take the old hens that run out in the field in the woods, they wouldn't lay unless there weren't eggs in it.
Mm-hmm. And what did you use to milk in?
Well, we milk in a bucket.
Uh-huh.
Milk pail, we call it.
What was it made out of?
Well, it was made out of tin. Because
okay.
That's about all you could get them days was tin.
Uh-huh.
Now you can get aluminum,
mm-hmm.
if you wanted it.
And what did you use to put food in to carry out to the hogs?
Well, we call it a slop bucket.
Okay.
That's what we call it. You'll put the dishwater and stuff in it, peelings, it nothing would eat.
Mm-hmm. And what did you use to cook in instead of fry eggs?
Frying pan.
Is that what you called it a long time ago?
Yeah, called it the frying pan.
Did it have legs on it? Or?
No. Just like that joint you see sitting on. We didn't have none with the legs. Now, there was a lot of people that did.
Do you know what they called them?
Skillets, I think.
Mm-hmm.
What we call them, skillets.
And,
we had little pots that we took out and put next to the fire. You know, they had a little short leg about that one.
Mm-hmm.
Iron pot, we called them. Now, you talk about something cooking, but here to cook in there real quick.
What did you use to boil water to make tea in?
Didn't have no tea. Not back then.
Mm-hmm.
Coffee in a coffee pot. Just like you see on it. We ground it in the mill, parched it in the stove. We got the green bean and parched it in the stove and ground it on the mill.
Have you ever seen those things up for tea? With the spout to it and everything?
A drippolator?
For tea, though. You never drank tea much?
Well, I drink it every day, but I make it in a pot.
Yeah.
I make mine in a pot.
What did you use to heat water to boil clothes in? What did you call that?
Called it a wash pot.
Okay. Did you ever call that the kettle?
Well, we didn't. We called it the pot, wash pot. But we had a kettle now. We call that kettle on the stove. And it was iron.
Uh-huh.
And it was down next to the fire.
Mm-hmm.
Smutty on the bottom.
Yeah. And say if you're going to set the table, you'd give everyone a plate and then you'd give them a...
Yeah, we used a knife, fork, and spoon. We usually didn't have that. We just had a spoon and a fork.